Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. A better business starts with planning for profit. Download our free course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, at entrearchitect.com/free course. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 150. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Tell your unique story to your target market. Almost every day I'm asked, how can I find more work? How can I convert more proposals into projects? Well, that's my answer. Pick a target market and tell your unique story to that market. That's brand building. That is the essence of marketing. Tell your unique story to your target market. And the best and maybe the most important tool that we have to accomplish this strategy is our website. When our potential clients start that process of seeking an architect for their project, the first step is Google. They search for an architect in their local region on Google. Are you there? Are you there on that first page of Google? Because if not, you are invisible. You need a website that can find its way to that first page of Google. And when your prospects do find your website, that site must tell your unique story. It must be beautiful and clear. It's the first impression of your brand. Yes, I know, you're busy. You have so many responsibilities. You're working as an architect. You don't have time to be building a brand new website. Well, stay tuned. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, Beautifully Simple Websites for Architects with Robert Yoon of Monograph.io. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by True Style, the leader in high-end residential interior doors. Learn more at truestyle.com, and Tanglewood Conservatories, combining the romanticism of 19th century glass architecture with state-of-the-art technology of today. Learn more at tanglewoodconservatories.com. Robert Yoon, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
It's great having you here. Robert is the co-founder of sectioncut.com, and the new website platform, monograph.io, as well as some other things. We heard from Robert not too long ago, back in episode 133. So if you wanted to catch up on that, you can go to entrearchitect.com/episode133. And we talked about his many businesses and his projects, and including Section Cut and Monograph, as well as his design agency, Dixon and Moe, and their other online project, Big Fluffy. So if you want to learn more about that, and you wanted to learn about Robert's origin story and where he came from and how he got to where he wanted to go, we're not going to do that here today because we already did that in episode 133. So go to episode 133 and go check that out. But I invited Robert back because I wanted to talk about websites. In that last episode, we hit on Monograph, but we didn't dive deep into websites. And we did speak a little bit about what it was and how it worked back in that episode. But I'd love, Robert, for you to start off here today with sort of giving us a brief overview of Monograph. So if people haven't listened to that other episode, they can learn a little bit about what Monograph is. And then sort of give us an update on where you are today with Monograph.
Sure. Monograph, simply put, it's a website builder plus a concierge service specifically designed for architects. We're three previous architects that have moved along and started to dive into technology and really saw value in building specific website tools for architects. We now, in our third month after being launched, we have about 150 architects on board already. So it's been productive last quarter.
Yeah, that's great. 150 architects on board. That's really great. So you, the founders and you, so your three partners, you're all former architects. What inspired you to, what inspired you to sort of leave architecture and start the agency? And then what led you to start a company providing websites for architects?
Yeah, the answer is kind of twofold. I think me and my partners shared similar upbringing, similar trajectory in our early architectural career as architectural designers. Me and my partners did a lot of the websites that we were at. We were the intern or the young designers that were leading the charge of building websites for the firms that we were at. The first five to 10 years of our career. After knowing each other for a little bit, we all had a passion of starting our own business and saw that we had a larger value to give back as digital designers versus a traditional architect. And we were doing that mostly as a freelancer on the side, little side projects here and there. Before we met, and we just decided, hey, we can probably scale and support each other by coming together and forming the agency.
And then what led you to Monograph? So you were doing with the agency, you were doing custom websites for companies, right? I mean, that's the bulk of what you do with the agency.
Websites is what consumers and people see. Bulk of what we do is actually providing digital tools. So we're building applications behind the scenes for a lot of our clients in terms of figuring out how they might be able to manage projects better, project management, managing teams and processes. And we're building digital tools behind the website, even though we're also doing branding and website as well. But to the outside facing world, yes, that's also what we do.
Interesting. So if a company would come to you and say, okay, we have this issue that we'd like to improve, maybe we're working on project management and we have this specific thing that we'd love for this website or a digital tool to help us with this, they would come to you and you would help them develop that tool?
Correct. So it might be a mid-sized company, for example, and they're looking to rebrand and rebuild the website. But at the same time, we're working very closely with their marketing team. When we might also propose building specific marketing tools that plugs right into their website, really treating the website itself less like a traditional website and more like an application. Or if, you know, if an architect is coming from a more corporate environment, a best case example is probably comparing what we do to building like customized intranets, essentially internal websites for the company to use.
Mm-hmm. And so Monograph is sort of the extension to that, the evolution of that. Is that, mm-hmm. is that how it became known?
Yeah, Monograph was really something we feel deeply and passionate about. Like me and my partners all trained as architects, studied as architects, and worked as architects for a few years. But historically, the architects can't afford the fees of an agency model. But we know that there's a huge need and desire for the profession to have, you know, very great and reputable ways to present their body of work. That's really how Monograph started. And we were able to leverage a lot of the same technology we're building for large Fortune 500 companies and bake them into Monograph.
Yeah, I think it's very needed. Small firm architects, which is our community, many, you'd be surprised, I think many of us would be surprised at how many small firm architects don't even have websites. It's shocking to me that there are still architects out there who just don't have them. And there's a very large percentage that have them but don't want to show anybody what they look like because they're not very good. I think it's very needed for small firm architects to have a platform that they can just sort of plug in and start using. I do see that more people are starting to upgrade to companies like, you know, like a WordPress blog or a WordPress website or Squarespace or Wix. These are all sort of plug and play platforms. What does Monograph do that those other companies don't? So, I mean, if you're competing with them and architects are already using them, why start Monograph? What makes Monograph different?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of different features there that set us apart from our competitors. Simply put, the first major thing is we do incorporate concierge service. We're trying to figure out how to design in a business model where we're not only a product, but we're also a service provider.
That's interesting. Explain what that is and how that works.
So very, very simply is if an architect comes to me and like, hey, I'm interested in using Monograph, but he also gets along with the product of Monograph is he gets me, he gets my team. He gets essentially around the clock service in terms of a person to help answer any questions. Think questions about resolutions, questions about optimizations, questions about SEO, questions about digital representation, questions about what he can do, what he cannot do. Also, knowing that bulk of our audience or user base is small practitioners, we're essentially for a period of time an extension of their team. So I've personally assisted and migrated and built websites for architects, a few of the 150 that are onboarded now. And we'll continue to do that because we see a huge value for small firms that just they want a new website, but they don't have the time. So a service-based concierge mixed with a product is actually a very interesting model and we think very necessary for the industry.
That is a very interesting model and certainly different. And I think that's the key. I think you're right. I think that a lot of architects who don't have sites or don't have updated sites, that's why. You know, they're so busy with so many other things. They're doing their architecture, they're running their projects. I'm harping on them to build better businesses, so they're trying to build better businesses. The website sort of gets pushed down the line a little bit, but it's so important. It's our front door, right? It's right. The first impression of every architect. The first thing our clients do is Google, right? They're either Googling us if they know who we are, or they're Googling for architects in the region that they want to work. And you need to be there. And when you're there and they click on your site, they need to, that first impression is everything. They're either going to see that and say, yes, this is somebody who resonates with me, or they're going to say, oh, that's not, I don't want to deal with that company. That site is not what I'm looking for. Or they don't find you at all because you're not there at all. Mm-hmm. And so I think having somebody who's there with them, holding their hand, I think that's one of the reasons why Entree Architect has grown so rapidly, because we do similar things with business, that we bring people in and help them build better businesses, but we also have this very strong support of the community and the team that we have. So I think that's a great model, and I think that's probably why it's grown so quickly.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's the front facing of any new potential lead, and it's really important to show off your best self. I like to think, like, you know, what can I do every day to empower architects? Is it by helping them? Is it about continue to iterate on the platform to make it so easy that they can plug and go? Ensuring that the platform stays responsive at all times, considering that, you know, we're all over all types of devices now, right? Now, phones have all sorts of sizes, tablets have all sorts of sizes. The responsive nature of a website is extraordinarily important. I completely agree, Mark.
So responsive sites are ones that adapt themselves to whatever device they're using, right? That's what that is, just to clarify.
Yes. And the easiest way to test is, like, if you're on your computer and if you drag your browser window, things should optimize for whatever your browser window is, and not stay static. If you have a smaller laptop and it's not responsive, then you have things that are essentially off the screen, and that doesn't present very well as a small business.
Hey, let's take a quick break here to say thank you to two of our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, True Style Doors and Tanglewood Conservatories. Because as platform sponsors, these companies provide funding and support for our overall mission here to become an influential force in this profession of architecture for small firms, for you and me. They recognize the need for us small firms to build better businesses in order to be better architects. And both of these companies, they are run by great people. I've met them. They're passionate about their products and they want to share their knowledge with you. So go check them out and let them know that Entree Architect sent you. First off is True Style. Have you specified True Style doors yet? Have you gone to their site at truestyle.com? You need to see these doors. If you are tired of getting callbacks from your clients saying that the doors have warped or that the joints have split and the paint is showing the bare wood, True Style doors, that doesn't happen. Over 400 made-to-order styles, True Style offers premium MDF doors for painted application, and they have 20 standard species of wood for pretty much any style that you want. If you can dream up a style, they'll make it for you. True Style, driven by design. Check them out at truestyle.com and start designing your doors today. True Style, driven by design. Visit True Style, that's True Style, TRUSTILE.com, and start designing your doors today. And Tanglewood Conservatories. Tanglewood Conservatories. You have to check out these amazing structures. Tanglewood Conservatories, custom designs and builds, authentic residential and commercial conservatories. Those are glass structures inspired by the romanticism of the 19th century glass structures that we see in history books, but built with state-of-the-art technology and master craftsmanship. These are amazing. If you're interested in designing a pool enclosure, a gazebo, a greenhouse, or a light-filled space, a client is looking for the most unique light-filled space, check out Tanglewood Conservatories, and they will help you create that masterpiece. You can design it, and you can work with their designers. They'll build it for you. Amazing structures. Tanglewood Conservatories. Anything else is just another room. For more information, visit tanglewoodconservatories.com. Tanglewoodconservatories.com. And let them know that Entree Architect sent you. The other piece of getting found is SEO, search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. And so very often, in order to be found, in order to be in that group of links on Google when they first look for you and your services in a specific region, you need to show up. And the way you show up is through this optimization of your site for Google to find you. And mm-hmm. so how does that work with Monograph? Is that something that they have to sort of manage and maintain, or is that something that's just sort of part of it?
Yeah, that's also a great question. There's two answers to that. Fundamentally, our platform is designed for the industry. So there's a lot of things that are baked in there automatically. They're just pre-done as you're building the site, which is fantastic. Essentially, including a lot of the metadata that are part of every project, that are part of the website, constantly telling Google that your site's being refreshed. These are technology that we've already automated and every user have. Which is great because the more Google knows that you're active, the more likely they're going to start ranking you higher and higher. And that goes along with all our visuals, all the images, because we know a lot of the searching that happens on Google is also for Google images, especially for new clients that are looking for architectural inspiration. So understanding how Google works in terms of like pushing images up and getting them ranked high is also highly important. The second part of the answer is part of the concierge service. I help architects understand what Google Analytics is. I help architects understand what Google Webmaster Tools are. And those are two super, super vital tools to use on a pretty regular basis, maybe once a month, to essentially assess your own performance and help with Google Webmaster Tools, help Google understand what pages have been updated on your website.
And once the site's built and it's working and it's beautiful and have all the images on it and the right copy on it and everything's set. One of the things that are difficult about some of those other platforms and some of the things that sort of get pushed to the side is maintenance. You know, you do a new project, you get new photographs and you want to upload those to the site. Very often, if you had somebody else build that on WordPress, then you got to go back to the person who built it on WordPress and have them put those pictures in and then you have to review it and you don't like the way they did it. So you have to go back. And so I know that's different on Monograph because I've seen Monograph and how it works. Can you explain how updates work once it's all set and built and it's up there running? How do you update it and maintain it?
Sure. In terms of maintenance, one of our largest competitors is WordPress. And the big difference is we're not fundamentally built like WordPress. So like, the traditional idea of maintenance and updating your WordPress theme or updating your plugins, all that goes away. So essentially, if you define the word as maintaining the technical aspect of a website, all that goes away. That is what Monograph does. That's what we provide for our users. Now, we can talk a little bit about new projects. It's super simple. You click one button to create a new project. You type in the title and you drag in the photos. You can drag and reorder, and you're set. Then you can tell Monograph, is this project ready to go live or not? Extraordinarily simple. Once you're up and live and running, you should be able to post a project within minutes. I tell some of my early users, if you can use LinkedIn and Facebook, you should be able to use Monograph.
Yeah, the interface, the user interface and the back end of Monograph is so easy. You've given me a tour of it, and actually you were just this past week at the Entree Architect Academy showing us inside as well, and so we sort of got a sneak preview behind the scenes at Entree Architect Academy, so I thank you for doing that. But it also showed me how it worked and how easy it is. And I also just want to clarify that this is not a commercial. This is not an ad for Monograph. I'm just excited about it because it seems to be a great platform for my community, and my job is to bring platforms like yours to the community and let them know. I know I'm talking it up and I'm giving you the opportunity to kind of prepare it, but this is not a commercial. This is you know, just me excited about a new platform, and Robert's here to share it.
Yeah, I do want to say like it's a great platform, but it's not for everyone. It's very hard to design something for everyone. If you are into e-commerce and you do have a shop, I can honestly tell you that Monograph is not the appropriate platform for you. But for the audience that do see value and aren't trying to sell products and more traditional practice, we're here to help. And if we can't help, I'm more than happy to direct an architect towards the right path. And it might be a WordPress site, it might be a Shopify site, it might be a Squarespace site. really depends on who and what the practice is trying to go after.
So if somebody was interested in learning more, they could certainly go to the website. That's monograph.io. Mm-hmm. Is there a way for them to contact you to talk a little bit about their specific needs?
Yeah, very simply is you can email me at robert@monograph.io. I'm always trying to be as responsive as possible within the next 2 hours.
Yeah, great. So I know that there are people out there who need this. And so definitely take up Robert on that offer and hit him, you know, send him an email, tell him what your system is, your situation is, and see what they can do for you. Robert, is there anything else that you wanted to share specifically about Monograph and how it works that we didn't talk about?
There's one thing that I left that's pretty important that I know most of our competitors do not offer, is the use of categories. I know, for example, Squarespace and Wix don't use categories, so don't have the ability to categorize work. So that's a huge feature that we understand all architects need because we work in a range of work typologies. So that's extraordinarily important.
So sure. you're talking about if somebody's doing residential work and small commercial work and, you know, some other boutique retail, maybe you can, right. You can categorize all the projects into these different categories and then you could switch them on and off. Is that
correct? And projects can go into multiple categories. Like that's something that most of our competitors have not worked on. You could be a project could fall under residential and kitchen, bath renovation, TI work, installation. The range is really limited. It really depends on the practice, but we've built in categories to be that flexible.
Yeah, I loved the example you gave at the Academy the other day that, you know, if you're going into a meeting for a commercial project, you can instantly customize your site to only commercial. You could turn off all the residential work, go into that meeting, present your website, and it would all be commercial work. And then when you left, you could flip back on the residential and it'd be everything again.
Yeah, I've had small architects who have done that. Like our homepage is very malleable. He will go into a residential meeting and change the categories on his homepage of feature work to residential. After that meeting, it's immediately changed it to TI, his TI categories, his TI work and portfolio, so that he can be presentable and use his website as a tool in his next meeting with a TI client. And then the last thing is, it's the end of the year. I would love to offer anyone who responds to me with that they heard about Monograph through this podcast, $50 off the annual plan between now and the end of the year. Just let me know and I can make that happen.
Well, thank you. Thanks for offering that. I appreciate that. So the website is monograph.io. You're on social media as well. People can find you at facebook.com/monograph.io. Active on Twitter/monograph_io, and Instagram, monograph_io. So if anybody wanted to check that out. But if you go to the website at monograph.io, you can see some live demos as well. So if you wanted to see what it would look like before you contacted Robert, you could just go to the website and click the I forget what link it's called, but you'll find it. You'll be able to see some live demos and what it looks like. Robert, before we wrap up, I want to ask you our one question. I think you answered this question last time, but I'd like to give you another opportunity. You may have a different answer this time. What's the one thing that small firm architects can do today to build a better business for tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
I know I'm springing it on you. I didn't warn you about the question. And it could be anything, anything that it's intended to be, something simple and actionable. It's something they can do really quickly and actually see a result tomorrow. And it could be about anything.
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of networking lately, and I would say find the nearest event and go and have fun. Like it's the end of the year. There's a lot of social events. Take this opportunity to meet new friends and new colleagues, new leads, and get yourself out there. I think the hardest part is telling yourself I can, and the easy part is actually just going.
Yeah, that's great advice, especially this time of year. There's so many opportunities to get out there and meet people, and you never know where one of those you know, one of those connections may lead. It may lead to your next best project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for being with us today. And thanks for sharing your knowledge about Monograph today at Entree Architect Podcast.
Anytime.
Complete show notes and a direct link to download this episode will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode150. It'll have all the links that Robert and I spoke about, and you'll have some direct links to Robert and monograph.io. And don't forget to visit our website right there at entrearchitect.com to gain access to our digital course. It's free. Profit for Small Firm Architects. It works. Learn how to build a powerful profit plan for your small firm. Visit entrearchitect.com/free course. That'll get you directly to the free course sign up. Hundreds of architects have already taken this course and have seen success. It's a great place to start building a better business, and it's free. entrearchitect.com/free course. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you every week for being here. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I appreciate you for being here. I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you in 2017 to build a better business so you can be a better architect. I ask you to love, learn, and share everything you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world. just like you, and face real-world challenges just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.